From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
1 week to go for 10 people on Trinidad's death row. A Washington lobbyist says CARICOM leaders were naive to believe President Clinton on the banana issue.
And you should have known he was lying. He lied before, and presidents before him lied, and presidents before them lied, and the next president will lie because they lied.
And why Brian Lara is back at number one in the world ratings. I'm Debbie Ransom, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. In a week's time, Trinidad and Tobago will be able to resume hanging. This follows a ruling by Britain's Privy Council, throwing out a landmark appeal based on two prisoners' claims that inhumane conditions disqualified them from the hangman's noose. 10 people are now eligible for hanging in Trinidad and Tobago following that ruling. That depends on their latest appeal, based on the increased speed they say their cases are being dealt with. Those final appeals go to the local appeal court next Thursday. If thrown out, nothing stands between these men and the hangman's noose. The country's Attorney General, Ramesh Mirage, spoke to reporters a short while ago in Port of Spain.
Well, I would not want to say that. What I would say is that the Privy Council has certainly cleared the way in its judgment as far as the prison conditions.